It is the first of our review extra shows. I'm Neil Atkinson. I'm joined by Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers for a general chat about a game. And we chose our first one to be Manchester City against Newcastle United at the weekend. It was a big Saturday night of football. We could have done Tottenham versus Man United, but we knew we'd still be in the aftermath of the Liverpool game at that point. So we'll go through it the way in which we do it on our normal review show. And we'll start off with the idea that Newcastle are unchanged for this one against City, Sean. And one of the things that occurred to me when I was sort of prepping this is, I don't think if it was a final, if it was a game of games, if Eddie Howe had to get a win to save his life, I don't think he's picking E.G. Anthony Gordon in this one away at the Etihad. But I think if he'd have not wanted to do that, he's sort of a bit penned in by the previous result and performance against Aston Villa. It seems to me as though it's one where the emphatic Villa win maybe makes it a little bit harder for the manager to feel as though he's got complete freedom to make any change he might want, especially at this stage of the season.
Yeah, because of the timing of the game, there is an element of the meritocracy, and he hasn't got to worry about rotation because of games in midweek or whatever, whereas obviously Pep's had that challenge coming into the game from his point of view. Harvey Barnes, he's come off the bench in that first game and bagged his goal, hasn't he? But it's whether he put him in for Gordon. You imagine later in the season that potentially Harvey Barnes might take Anthony Gordon's place. The midfield three is his first choice. You look at his bench and the options there. Would any of them have taken anyone's place in the side? Probably not. There's maybe a question when you look at Newcastle in terms of, obviously they've got Callum Wilson and Isaac up front in terms of the number nine role. You wonder about Almiron on the right-hand side. I know they were linked obviously with Szoboszlai and a lot of other forwards this season. They don't really have anything on the bench, and I'm not sure I'd want to rely on Almiron for a full season, depending on what your expectations are there. And you could maybe make a case. I don't know how much variety they've got in terms of midfield changes as well, especially if they need to open a game up creatively. So it's no big surprise that he went same again. Because initially when you say that, you're like, okay, I wonder if he'd have changed things for this particular fixture. But when you look at his bench, I don't know what you guys think. I'm not really sure he can do a lot. I say, unless you go in Harvey Barnes for Anthony Gordon, I'm not sure there's a lot with his setup he can do different. I'm very surprised by the tactics they deployed. And I might be completely barking there, of course, but I assume that they would approach this, at least in the first half, not dissimilar to how they came to Anfield last year.